You're listening to SBS News.
As many as half of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the age of 45 are dying from smoking-related illnesses. That's according to a new study from the Australian National University. Experts concede it is a bigger problem than previously thought. The study analyzes data from 1,388 people over a 10-year period. It was found that smoking is killing one in two older adults and that smokers have four times the risk of early death compared to those who have never smoked. Co-author Associate Professor Raymond Lovett says it is a major concern.
And we found that the previous estimates from the work that one in five Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people would die from smoking-related causes is in fact around 37% of all Aboriginal people will pass away from smoking-related causes. So it's almost a doubling of what we thought the risk was previously.
Mr. Lovett says that smoking in Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander peoples goes back to colonial times when tobacco was used as a form of payment.
If you think about the old mission and reserve days and also some of the salaries that people were paid, right up till the 70s, people were paid or were given rations that contained tobacco. So if you're thinking about in living memory for some people, that tobacco was distributed to almost 100% of the population. And so we're dealing with that legacy, but we're also dealing with the legacy. So we know that tobacco use is much more common in people who don't have higher levels of education, where there's extreme poverty.
Since 2007, there has been an 11% decline in smoking within the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
And since that time, until last year, we've seen that drop down to about 39-40%. So we're seeing 11% decline over that period. And we have also seen a similar decline in the non-Indigenous population over that same period. We think that the Aboriginal population is quitting and not taking up smoking as much now, maybe for the first time.
Anti-smoking advocate Chanel Webb is familiar with the devastating impacts smoking has on Indigenous communities. A tobacco coordinator with the Tackling Indigenous Smoking program at Winunga, she remembers growing up and seeing her aunties smoke. She would rush to light their cigarettes.
You know, we'd sit around, the aunties would be playing cards and they'd all be smoking in the house and they'd be lighting up in front of you. And we would all get excited as kids and run over and say, can I light your cigarette, you know? And back then it wasn't even looked at, you know, number one, smoking in the house, but number two, letting kids light up smokes. So we grew up in a time where smoking was seen as very normal and very accepted.
One of Miss Webb's aunties died from lung cancer, compelling her to get involved in initiatives to spare younger generations the same.
Unfortunately, I lost one of my aunties in the last few years. She'd been smoking for, you know, 50 years or so, and she'd battled the last 10 years of her life with smoking-related illness. And, you know, I was very close with her. Beautiful woman, tried many times to quit smoking, but unfortunately, smoking did take her life, and she had lung cancer, and we lost her a few years ago.
The Tackling Indigenous Smoking program is widely available across most of Australia, but not everywhere where it's needed.
But there's still some communities that are missing out on having those teams go out and spread those smoking harm messages. So it would be good to, you know, get a pretty good coverage of Australia.
This is Miss Webb's message to young Indigenous people about quitting smoking.
Look, I would say to our young people, don't even try smoking. Don't start smoking. I would say to those people, our mob that are already smoking, there are supports out there. There are different things that you can get from the doctor and over the counter to help you quit smoking. But every cigarette does damage.
Tobacco smoke contains more than 7,000 chemicals, including over 70 chemicals known to cause cancer. Those wishing to quit smoking are urged to contact the Tackling Indigenous Smoking Program toll-free on 1-800-282-624 or can call the quit line on 137848. But it is not just smoking that degrades the quality of life for Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people. A separate report looking into wicked problems by the Center for Independent Studies Indigenous Research Program found Indigenous communities at a serious disadvantage when compared to other communities in Australia. A wicked problem is one that is difficult or impossible to solve, often due to varying views, contradictory knowledge, knowledge gaps, an economic burden, and the problem's interconnection with other problems. Jacinta Nampijimpa Price is a Wurrupiri Celtic woman from Alice Springs. She's worked as a cross-cultural consultant for nearly 20 years to create understanding between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australia. She compiled the report called Worlds Apart, which looks at the socio-economic context of remote Indigenous communities when it comes to education, employment, crime, domestic violence, as well as health and well-being.
It highlights the vast differences between disadvantaged Indigenous Australians in remote communities and the rest of Australia, including other Indigenous Australians, those that live in cities and more urban areas.
The study found that education levels in outer regional and remote Indigenous communities are distinctly lower than those in inner regional ones. In the 28 postcodes across Australia with an Indigenous population of over 50%, an average of just 7% of people in these postcodes have a bachelor's degree or higher qualification. The report also found that unemployment is a major issue for Indigenous peoples across Australia, with the national figure three times that of the non-Indigenous population. Health indicators for Indigenous Australians also significantly trail the remainder of the Australian population. An Indigenous woman living in a remote or very remote area is expected to live to just 69.6 years. For an Indigenous man, the figure plummets to just 65.9 years. These figures place remote Indigenous communities on par with third world countries such as Yemen, Eritrea, and the Gambia. Other factors discussed in the report include crime statistics, with assault and domestic violence being the offenses most committed. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.